This is Elliot Dasher welcoming you to the final session of the practice of direct awakening. In the previous sessions, we learned to transcend our usual self, that is, to go beyond our usual self and experience our authentic, our natural, unchanging self. Why, you may ask, is it so essential for us to live in the center of our being, in our natural self, in our true self, our authentic self? The answer, it is only in this self, in this deeper self, that we can directly experience and have our lives transformed by the qualities of human flourishing. It is only in our authentic, our true self, that we can finally bring an end to all forms of suffering and distress, gross and subtle. It is only in our authentic self that we can live in an unchanging quality of serenity and well-being, even with the challenges of other individuals and daily life. Once again, close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen with focused attention to the short teaching that follows. We directly experience our true self as empty of mental commentary, of past experiences and history, and fully aware of the present moment as it nakedly presents itself in the moment. However, that emptiness is anything but actually empty. As a perfume naturally and spontaneously arises from its flower, our natural, empty, aware self has a perfume as well, the qualities of human flourishing. These qualities are seamlessly interwoven into our true self. They have no cause or reason. They just are. They arise spontaneously when we are in our natural self. They are permanent, pervasive, and unchanging. These qualities of human flourishing include a peace and serenity that surpasses understanding, a happiness and contentment that has no reason, a penetrating intuitive wisdom, selfless love and compassion, an easeful natural flow, and boundless freedom. Let me repeat this: a peace and serenity that surpasses understanding, a happiness and contentment that has no cause, a penetrating intuitive wisdom, selfless love and compassion, an easeful natural flow, and boundless freedom. The more we live in our true self, the more we transform our lives, increasingly experiencing these unique possibilities as the very nature of whom we naturally and spontaneously are at all times. Now continue with your eyes closed or open as you wish. Relax your mind and body. We will once again drop into our natural, unchanging self. You are here today, now, to experience your true self, the essence of your being. There is nothing to wait for, study for, or prepare for. Our authentic self is right here, right now. To experience who we truly are, we must first let go of our false self, the one we have learned and maybe deeply believe in, our personal self, the one that we believe we truly are, but who is an illusion. I will point the way once again, leaving periods for your quiet presence. So once again, drop all your past history, all your memory, all thoughts, feelings, and images, the expression of memory. Drop who you believe you are, who you acted as your personal self all these years. Drop all future thoughts, all hopes, and fears. Drop any seeking. Drop any effort. Drop any aims or goals. Drop any expectations. Let any residual mental activity arising from your ordinary day-to-day mind continue to dissipate on its own, like waves falling back into the sea. Rest in your natural self. Remain right here, right now, present, open, aware, simple. A large field for all mental activity that chooses to arise to come and go on its own. No need to spend any time with it. Had nothing to do with you. Hi. Okay. See you. Bye-bye. Rest in the state of presence, beingness, isness. It's so simple, just one supreme instruction. Don't grasp onto anything. Let go of everything. Be right here, right now. Notice that your essential self is naturally still. Even if there is mental activity, you are still still. Mental activity comes and goes on its own in the vast space of natural stillness. When this stabilizes in your life, in your daily life, you will experience this stillness even in the presence of great outer noise and difficult conditions. You'll still experience this underlying natural stillness. And you may have already begun to see it in less reactivity, more quiet, more calm during your day. Here are the words of the teacher Lao Tzu. Remain quiet. Discover harmony in your own being. Embrace it. If you can do this, you will gain everything and the world will become healthy again. If you can't, you will be lost in the shadows forever. Remain open, effortlessly aware, alert, present, wise, free. For a moment, visualize yourself standing on a hilltop and looking out at all of humanity in front of you. An endless sea of humanity. Embrace the interconnectedness and oneness. No personal self. No separation. Mingle your serene mind and true self with that of all the others. And there will be no self in others. There will just be a presence, a beingness, a wholeness, a completion, and a connectedness. Offer the wish that your practice and your presence may from this day forward be a benefit to all and a force for healing the world. Feel the luminosity and light. Allow the image to dissipate and remain still in your heart. Experience the qualities of human flourishing, the peace and serenity that surpasses understanding, a happiness and contentment that has no reason, no cause, so is permanent and unchanging. Penetrating intuitive wisdom that can see with clarity what is as is, not as we usually see with what is, but not by our interpretation of what is. So penetrating intuitive wisdom that arises when necessary. Selfless love, because there is no ordinary egocentric self here. An easeful natural flow, an openness, a boundless freedom. All of these naturally there, unchanging, permanent, and pervasive when you live in your natural self. And yet there may even be more. We are told throughout time that those who go beyond the far reaches of consciousness may as well experience extraordinary perceptual experiences. Examples include clairvoyance, precognition, psychokinesis, telepathy, remote viewing, among others. For the awareness that we're speaking of here, that we're beginning to touch, is non-local. It's not bound by yourself or by our body. Remain still in your authentic self for the time that remains. You are not a visitor to this place. It is who you are. I will leave you now, but you can't continue this session by yourself as long as you wish. And please consider repeating these sessions, as you will experience different levels with each listening. Thank you for sharing your time with me. May your practice be as long as your life, and may your life be as long as your practice.